So the title is, Let Your Love Light Shine. And I'd like to start first with scripture from 1 Corinthians 13, verse 13. We're all familiar with this, are we not? And now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. And the greatest of these is, there we go, there is love. Yes, indeed. And so, As we're moving into this week of celebrating Valentine's Day, have any of you noticed a few Valentine cards posted out there, Hallmark things going on, and some advertisements on being sure you get the right present, the right gift, the right what are we going to do, and no one out there is kind of like going, yeah, and yet isn't it all over the place? Aren't there ads everywhere, right? Okay, so how wonderful, though, that we have a holiday that invites us to be focused on love. And if we look a little bit back at the history of Valentine's Day, it's really kind of a little odd and murky and didn't exactly develop as we might have expected it to. And yet, from Wikipedia.com, this is what they currently say now. And it says, Valentine's Day, also called St. Valentine's Day, or the Feast of St. Valentine, is celebrated annually on February 14th in honor of one or possibly two early Christian martyrs named St. Valentine, and through later folk traditions has become a significant cultural, religious, and commercial celebration of romance and love in many regions of the world. Well, you know, when I looked back at the history and all the stuff about these different saints and this thing that happened, and it could have been a possible folklore, and there's so many things that were a part of developing into Valentine's Day, I'm really grateful for the way we experience Valentine's Day currently versus how it was in the past, even though oftentimes it may seem very commercialized. I invite us to experience this wonderful holiday in a recognition that this is an opportunity inviting us into a different and a deeper experience of love. And so we know that oftentimes Valentine's Day is related to like romantic love, is it not? And yet when we broaden our scope of what we consider love to be and what this holiday can allow us to focus on, we can recognize there's many different types of love, and there's many different Greek names. A few of them are, of course, romantic love. And then there's a deep philia, a deep type of friendship where we really are close to people. There's also the type of love that parents have for their children. And then there's the deep and abiding love that happens over time when you fall in love and then you move into really knowing each other. And then there's also agape, which is universal love. It's that which is the energetic vibration of God or of universal presence. And there is also the aspect of being able to love ourselves. So there's all these different elements of love, and I'd like to just invite us into this particular holiday of letting your love light shine to begin embracing different ways in which to experience and celebrate this wonderful holiday of love. And typically, we tend to look for love outside ourselves, do we not? We're looking for that perfect partner, or we're looking for, you know, the be-all, end-all friend who will be out there. And what happens is that we miss the mark because love starts within us. Love is our intrinsic, eternal connection to the infinite presence of God. It is not a human emotion. It transcends that. It is a state of being. So for this Valentine's Day, I'm going to invite you to recognize that first and foremost, before we can shine our light out there, what is most important to do first? What'd you say, Chrissy? Come on. Yay, yes, exactly. To love ourselves. And don't we just skip right over that all the time? Yeah. Oh, here, you know, I love my grandkids, my cats, my doggies, my friends, and out here, and there's a part of us inside that is empty and lonely. And all of us have that. And so I'm inviting us first and foremost to be our own Valentines this Tuesday in celebrating. To shift our attention to opening our heart to that which is truly already there, which is the love of God. Or not of a person or human God out there, but the energetic vibrational rate of love. And letting it permeate our being. And whether it's about letting go of our own self-judgments, forgiving ourselves, or just simply taking time to be with ourselves, let us recognize that the most important first step is to hold ourselves close and to feel the connection with infinite spirit. I'd like to share a quote from Buddha. You can search throughout the entire universe for someone who is more deserving of your love and affection than you are yourself. And that person is not to be found anywhere. You yourself, as much as anybody in the entire universe, deserve your love and affection. And author Rio Godfrey says, when we make the choice to fill our heart space with unconditional love, our words blossom into a beauty far greater than we have ever known, friends. So that once we have shifted our focus and recognized that we start first within the heart of our being, within the heart of God, that is intrinsically the design of who we are, as we release whatever things we may be carrying that make us feel separate or unworthy, as we allow ourselves to just float in this beauty, I always vision it as like pink soft light, and of course that is the energetic color vibration of love. So it's no mistake that most of Valentine's Day has things that are pink, right? Yes, and so we can just immerse ourselves in being filled and blessed and nurtured and uplifted from within. So that then we can begin to shift that outward. From scripture in 1 Corinthians 16, 13 through 14, it says, watch, stand fast in the faith, be brave, be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. And it is important to recognize in this one small sentence or two in scripture, watch, stand fast, be brave and be strong, isn't to put up a face out there to be brave and to cover up what's inside. It's being brave to face your own vulnerability, to face the truth of your being, and to be strong in that, to celebrate yourself, to love yourself fully. And allow this amazing healing energy that transcends what our minds know how to do, right? Because it's pretty hard to, you know, and the mind has all these little things about, oh, gosh, I'm not worthy of that. Oh, I'm not good enough. And, oh, you know, that's not where this healing is going to come from. The love that transcends this is experienced in the heart of our being and is ever present. And as we are faithful and strong enough to choicefully go into and open our hearts unto that which is already present, then we begin to experience the miraculous infilling healing blessing of infinite love. Many of you are familiar with Brené Brown. She's an amazing woman. She's a psychology professor. She's a keynote speaker. She writes books. She's on TED Talks. Excuse me. She says, love is something that we nurture and grow, a connection that can only be cultivated between two people when it exists within each one of them. We can only love others as much as we love ourselves. How often do we forget that? How often do we sit there and think, you know, oh, to be a good person, I should love out here. And yet, our love banks within us are empty. Because we have forgotten to start within the core of our being and to fill the banks of our own being with love. She goes on to say, we cultivate love when we allow our most vulnerable and powerful selves to be deeply seen and known. And when we honor the spiritual connection that grows from that offering with trust, respect, kindness, and affection. Friends, wow. What an amazing holiday when we step outside of all the wonderful commercial things that are out there and the delightful ways that we participate, but to also remember to infill our own storehouse, to open our own heart, to allow that resonance with the mind and the heart of God in the core of who we are. And from that place, then, we have every resource we need to shine our love light forth. Shining our love light uplifts and embraces all, magnifying our good friends. When we connect to the love within ourselves and then we let that just naturally flow forth and outward to connect with each other, then we are all affected by it and it magnifies good for all of us. So as you sit here in this room and those of you who are participating via live stream, I want you just to take a moment to breathe love into yourself and then shine it out forth and connect in this room and across the miles. In scripture from 2 Timothy 1, verse 6 through 7, it says, therefore I remind you to stir up the gift of God which is in you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love. And from 2 John 1, verse 6, the second half of it, it says, and as you have heard from the beginning, his command is that you walk in love, friends. So I invite you to have this Valentine's Day be a time of letting your love light shine, but remembering to replenish yourself first, to touch into God, and then begin to share that light in playful and wonderful and gracious ways on Valentine's Day. So I'm going to invite you at home. You may want to post something. And Susan, you can raise your hand and let me know. Those of you here, shout out. But a couple of things I thought of just to do something, you know, like go to the store and get the little kids' Valentines. Carry them with you. Start handing them out. You go to the grocery store, you know, to your coworkers. What about sending somebody you haven't talked to in a while an emoji or a little text message, right? What about inviting somebody to go have an ice cream cone? You can tell what I like. So I'm going to ask you, as you're sitting here, can you think of some little ways that you would let your light shine through maybe an anonymous or maybe not so anonymous? What about a great big hug? Yeah, Sue Ann's a wonderful one. She just, the way she hugs Cecilia too, and Sue DeRoos, and so many of us here, we just like, oh, give me my hugs, you know? And people go, have you seen people out there in the streets, they have signs, they say, free hugs. Can you think of some? Come on. And anybody post anything online yet, Susan? Okay.
I didn't get my Christmas cards sent out. And so I did Valentine's Day cards.
Oh. Cool.
Isn't that awesome? So if you couldn't hear it at home, Chrissy was sharing that she did not have time to send out her Christmas cards, so she sent out Valentine cards this year. Anybody else? Just a special little thing that you can do.
Just smiling and saying hello to people we meet on the street or in the grocery store.
Absolutely. Smiling and saying hello to someone in the grocery store. You know, how many times do you go in the grocery store on Valentine's Day and somebody says, "Hey, I'm sending you love. Happy Valentine's Day." We get so afraid that people are going to think we're nuts, which we kind of are, aren't we? But in the most outrageous and delightful and creative way. Right. Anybody else have an idea of what they want to do? Yeah.
For someone who has suffered a loss, wishing them a sincere and heartfelt Happy Valentine's Day.
Aw. So Tim was sharing, recognizing if someone might be in grieving, if they've suffered a loss, to really let your heart share with them and wish them a very sincere Happy Valentine's Day and share your love. Oh, that's a good one. I didn't think of that. I love it. So Paige said to share compliments, to you know, we don't oftentimes stop to really say, "Oh, man, I love your smile," or Chrissy, what?
Adorable.
Oh, or, I know, Paige is so adorable. We always check out her cute little outfits and her shoes, and you know, because that's your creative heart that you wear to share with people. And everyone appreciates it. Yeah. And so complimenting people when, you know, when we might not remember to do so. Does anybody else have anything? Well, we'll wait and see if anybody posts something, and you can let me know, Susan. But I do want to share a quote from an American writer and a podcast host. Her name is Cheryl Strayed. She says, "Love is our essential nutrient." I like that. Don't you like that? It's our essential nutrient. Without it, life has little meaning. It's the best thing we have to give and the most valuable thing that we receive. You will learn a lot about yourself if you stretch in the direction of goodness, of bigness, of kindness, of forgiveness, of emotional bravery. That's a lot. Be a warrior for love. And Nachman of Breslov, who is the founder of the Breslov Hasidic movement, Rabbi Nachman says, "Let the good in me connect with the good in others until all the world is transformed through the compelling power of love." Whoa. Yeah, that's powerful, friends. So as we progress through this week, oh, Susan, sorry, thank you.
So Sherry Alonzo shared, "We do special treats for the chickens and songbirds and squirrels and Bambi on Valentine's Day."
Oh, awesome. Absolutely. We sometimes forget our animal kingdom, don't we? Or how many times do we go and love our plants and just beam that love light at them also? So Sherry, thank you. Thank you so much for that. So as we engage this next week, and you don't have to stop after Tuesday, which is the actual Valentine's Day, but begin to develop this practice of recognizing, first of all, breathing into yourself and noticing whatever is kind of tamping down or keeping us separate from allowing ourselves to be loved, to feel loved by the infinite presence and power of God. And then as we breathe into it and receive it and feel it, then to let that love light shine outward and forth into the world. Oh, yeah, Susan, another one.
And Karen Libby says, "Give a loving hug to our pets for all the love they give to you."
Oh. Jaxie, I'm coming home in a little bit. I'll give you a great big hug. So we heard to pet, hugs for our pets and love. Sue Ellen.
That's an up and down process, as we know. But with pets, it's so automatic. You just bypass all of those filters about yourself, what you should, and just go straight to that loving connection. So I just think, even the songbirds, you know, the chicken,
yeah,
everything, it's a very powerful way to connect with that essence.
thank you so much. And if any of you did not hear that at home, she was saying how intrinsic and how automatic is the love that we receive from our pets. It is unconditional. And it's reciprocal. It's reciprocal. Yes.
Thing of all, but for my husband, instead of buying me candy, buy me a steak at Walmart's. That way, I'll be really happy.
Buy you a what at Walmart?
A steak.
Steak.
Oh, a steak.
Okay. Yeah, so we had a suggestion from the back of the room. If any of you are out there wondering to get your loved one and were thinking candy, another possible option is a great big juicy steak. You know, it just depends, unless you're vegetarian. So maybe not go that direction. Yes, Paige.
I think learning people's love language, that where some people appreciate more so words of affirmation or doing things or gifts or it's just quality time. Learning people's love language.
Absolutely. So Paige was sharing about how important it is, and this has come to light, you know, in more recent years, and understanding love is just not this set pat thing. That we all have a particular what's termed love language. It's a way that we experience love and a way we share love. And for someone, it might be doing things for a loved one rather than saying the words, I love you. It might be giving gifts. It might be showing up, you know, when you need somebody. We all have some different ways where we feel acknowledged and we feel loved. So if you don't know your partner's love language or a friend's love language, that's a wonderful way to break the ice, too, in new friendships. Yeah, Sue Ellen.
And a book from Amazon has no calories here.
Okay, so Sue Ellen let her beloved husband know that a book, which she loves, we all know, has no calories. So that's always a good thought in knowing the gifts that we share. So Sai Baba was a Muslim Indian spiritual master and a saint, and he says, love one another and help others to rise to the higher levels simply by pouring out love. Love is infectious and the greatest healing energy there is, friends. So let's allow our love light to shine throughout this next week and surrounding ourselves in it and letting it flow out in all these different creative and wonderful ways to people in our lives, some of them that we know and maybe some that we do not know. And my final quote is from Charles Schulz, you all know, the American cartoonist. And he says, all you need is love. But a little chocolate now and then doesn't hurt. So just to let you know at the end of the service, for those of you who are here and don't mind a couple extra calories, as you exit the door, I will have a box of chocolates for you to enjoy and appreciate. So just wanted to share that with you.